How would the Taliban run Afghanistan if they ever retook full control? A lot of Afghans hope they never find out because Taliban rule in the 1990s was so brutal. But as U.S. troops left recently, the Taliban did take much of the country from government control, and those areas now are getting a glimpse of how the Taliban govern now. NPR's Scott Newman reports.
In 1996, when the Taliban first seized power, the militant religious movement promised security from lawless warlords who controlled much of Afghanistan, says Laurel Miller of the International Crisis Group.
But it was at the cost of enduring a very brutal and oppressive regime.
In their five-year rule, the Taliban were notorious for denying women education, employment, and even health care, and for enforcing a harsh brand of Islamic justice. Miller says that after 20 years in the political wilderness, the Taliban are eager for an image makeover.
They claim to not want to again be at the top of a pariah regime that doesn't enjoy support from foreign donors and that leaves Afghanistan mired in poverty.
To be sure, few experts are predicting the imminent collapse of the U.S.-backed government. In the areas the Taliban have conquered, though, it all looks a little too familiar to most Afghans.
The Taliban have not changed at all in their conduct on the ground.
Hussain Haqqani is a former Pakistani ambassador to the U.S. who is now at the Hudson Institute.
They have been executing people summarily. They have been lashing women. They have been shutting down schools. They have been blowing up hospitals. The only thing that has changed is that they understand the need for a little more international acceptance of them.
The last time they were in power, the Taliban were isolated from much of the rest of the global community. The U.S. has spent the past few years hammering out a peace deal with them. And in recent weeks, Taliban leaders have been to Iran, Russia, and China. Mudia Afzal is a fellow in foreign policy at the Brookings Institution.
This sends a problematic message because it essentially legitimizes them without them having to engage in a reduction in violence or, obviously, better still, a ceasefire.
In return, she says, the Taliban are telegraphing that they'll be able to bring peace and stability to an unstable Afghanistan, whose problems have frequently spilled over into the rest of the region.
They're saying that they will not allow Afghan soil to be used against any foreign country.
Meanwhile, an outright Taliban military victory and takeover of the government is only the most extreme scenario. Far more likely is the possibility of some sort of power-sharing agreement. But given the situation on Afghan battlefields in recent weeks, any such deal would likely leave the Taliban in the driver's seat. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.